I often ask riders, what rider do you most admire? Sometimes it's their own trainer. Other common answers are Stephen Peters, BZ Madden, Charlotte Dujardin, and Buck Brannaman. When I was eventing, my cross-country power persona was Mark Todd. I will never forget the feeling of confidence and courage I got watching him pilot his 15-3-hand Charisma around cross-country. It was something about their scrappiness that I wanted to own. Who makes your heart stop when you watch them ride? What do you admire? Is it their presence, their suppleness, their confidence? These are not things you don't have. They are qualities you already possess that you can cultivate and strengthen by stepping into your power persona. Next time you're in the saddle, conjure your favorite rider and embody those qualities that you most admire. When you visualize a rider and allow yourself to be that rider, your brain will take over a lot of small motor movements and details you may normally have to manage individually. You'll find you no longer need to remind yourself to look up or give with your hands if you're imagining and embodying a rider who does that well. Recently, I was talking with a client who was struggling with feeling confident around her new horse. Her instructor had been telling her she needed to be a leader with him. At some point, she began telling me about how confident and calm she'd felt around her previous horse. We realized that she was actually her own power persona. She practiced being the leader she was around her old horse while she was working with her new horse. She was able to completely shift her relationship with her new horse and reverse some bad habits that had been forming. So, you never know when you yourself might be able to provide just the inspiration that you yourself need. Power personas can jump in to help you out when you're not in the saddle as well. Conjure up your power persona during a conversation or situation you find challenging. Imagine that you are someone who you know would handle it in the way you want to handle it rather than how your inner critic wants you to handle it. There was a period of time when I was really challenged by transitioning my teaching and training business to coaching. I had to say no to a lot of judging and teaching opportunities. It was hard to explain to people exactly what I was doing. I found myself spread way too thin and allowing myself to be talked into things that I knew were not in alignment with my goals. Years ago, I'd seen a clip on TV of Oprah in her office. She was on the phone saying no to someone who was asking her for something. She was clear and to the point and kind, but also fierce about protecting her time and energy. During that same clip, she told a story about saying no to Elton John once and how hard it was. She is still my power persona when I'm in situations where I need to have clear boundaries and say no to protect my energy. When I'm tempted to say yes when I should say no, I just pretend I'm Oprah. In that moment, I'm able to be who I want to be rather than who my people-pleasing inner critic wants me to be. I shared this with a business owner recently who needed some gumption and courage on the phone with business associates. Now she also conjures up Oprah when she needs to make a tough phone call. Like any unfamiliar tool, using a power persona may feel uncomfortable at first. You may find you need to use different personas for different horses or situations. As always, I encourage you to play with this and see where it takes you. Have fun.